13. I'm going to read Chinese Mandarin. 使徒行传第二章第一节。 五旬节到了，门徒都聚集在一处，忽然从天上有响声下来，好像一阵大风吹过，充满了他们所坐的屋子。Verse 3. 又有舌头如火焰显现出来，分开落在他们个人头上，他们就被圣灵充满，按着圣灵所赐的口才说起别国的话来。Verse 5. 那时有虔诚的犹太人从天下各国来，住在耶路撒冷。这声音一响，众人都来聚集。个人听见门徒入众人的相谈说话，就甚纳闷。Verse 7. 都惊讶稀奇说：“看哪，这说话的不都是加利利人吗？我们个人怎么听见他们说我们生来所用的相谈呢？我们。” 帕提亚人、马代人、以兰人和住在美索不达米亚、犹太、加伯多加、本都、亚西亚、Verse 10、弗里加、庞菲利亚、埃及的人，并靠近古利奈的利比亚一带地方的人，从罗马来的克吕宗，或是犹太人，或是敬犹太教的人。Verse 11。 克里特和阿拉伯人都听见他们用我们的相谈，讲说神的大作为。Verse 12， 众人都惊讶猜疑说，彼此说这是什么意思呢？Verse 13， 还有人讥诮说，你们他们无非是新酒灌满了。阿门。
Say what you want to say next to me? Say it. You said to me, I'm okay, tell the whole truth. It's okay? Oh, I'll just say
it.
Good morning.
早上好.
It's good to be here with everyone.
很高兴在这里和大家一起敬拜.
I just want to say, it's always good to get to share the word of God with you guys, or guys and ladies. Especially today, because we're going to be going over a new series.
我每次都很高兴与大家来分享我们的福音，然后今天我们会开始一个新的系列。
So before we begin, let me open us in a word of prayer as we prepare our hearts for worship.
在我们开始前，让我们一起祷告。
Father God,
我们的天父,
we thank you for this morning.
我们为今天感谢你。
We thank you, Father, for gathering brothers, sisters, and friends together.
我们为这里的每一位弟兄姐妹和朋友们感谢你。
And as we come before you today,
当我们来到你的面前,
Lord, I ask that you would be with us by your Spirit.
主啊, 我们求你的圣灵与我们同在。
As your Spirit comes to be with your apostles,
当你的圣灵, 降临在你的使徒中间的时候,
May your Spirit be with us today as we study and learn from your word.
求你让同样的圣灵在今天也与我们同在。
I confess, Lord, that definitely my mind is a little scattered this week.
我向你认罪，我这周的状态不是很好。
But Father, we come to a good God that you can use us even in the midst of our busyness.
但是我们当我们来到你面前的时候，你能够让我们的状态使用我们。
Create in us hearts of attentiveness for your gospel today.
主啊, 求你预备我们的心, 能够明白你的福音。
Help us to listen and to hear your word being shared.
帮助我们能够, 听见, 也能够听懂 你所, 你要对我们说的话。
May I decrease, Father, and may you increase.
主啊, 求我降卑, 求你升高。
And Lord, may this time be filled with your glory.
这就是我们, 怎么样, 被你的荣耀充满的方式。
In Jesus Christ's name we pray.
奉我主耶稣基督的名祷告。
So, for the first service, we've begun a series called Witnessing Acts.
所以这是我们这个见证使徒行传的第一讲。
And the reason we called it Witnessing Acts is the idea of witness is to be able to have seen something and believe in it.
这个所谓见证的意思不仅是看见，而且是看见就要相信。
And witnessing also is a way to say, if you've never heard of Acts, hopefully now you get to witness it like you were there.
而这个词也是说，如果你之前没有看过《使徒行传》的话，那这也是你的一个机会去进入到当时的情况，看看。
And I think Acts is so amazing because it's a story of a bunch of nobodies who become history changers.
我觉得《使徒行传》是非常是非常特别的一本书，是因为它让一群籍籍无名的人。他见证了一群籍籍无名的人是怎么样变成了改变历史的伟人的事。
And what happens is they start a movement that changes the whole world. The world is never the same again.
他们开始了一种行动，然后这个行动改变了世界。
And so, what happened before this today's text?
所以在今天的这个经文之前发生了什么呢
？And so I skipped a chapter. Sorry.
我跳过了一章，不好意思。
But whenever we're together, I'm going to be going through Acts for the next foreseeable future.
但是接下来我们会继续的，就是不断的读这个《使徒行传》。
And if you remember Acts chapter 1, what happens is, Jesus, who has resurrected, now joins the Father in heaven.
如果大家还记得《使徒行传》第一章发生了什么事的话，就是耶稣基督复活升天之后，现在与荣耀的父在一起了。
But before he does that, he spends many days teaching.And preparing his people for what lies ahead.
但是在他升天以前呢，他用了很多日子和他的门徒们在一起教导他们。
And then what happens was once Jesus left, what are they supposed to do?
然后接下来当耶稣升天了之后，他们该做什么呢
？There's a sense of anticipation.
有一种期待在那里。
So the men and women, Jesus's family, they're all gathered together.
所以当时的男人、女人还有耶稣的家人们都在一起聚集。
They were told they need to go and do something, but they're not sure what to do next.
他们领到了一个新的使命，但他们不知道他们接下来的这一步应该怎么办。
So they pray.
所以他们祷告。
They're reading scripture.
他们在读经。
And they're choosing their new leaders.
然后他们在选出他们新的领袖。
But how are they supposed to move forward? That's the question.
但是。问题就是他们应该怎么样往前推进呢
？Okay, and I want to confess what I'm going to share really next. If you are a physics or a scientist, I apologize if my illustration is not very good.
接下来我要向大家分享的东西呢，我向这里所有的读物理还有读科学专业的人道歉，就是我的描绘可能不是最最准确。
But if you know about the idea of energy.
如果你知道这个关于能量的概念的话
，like in physics, early physics, okay,
在早期的物理学
，yeah, the idea of energy is the object's ability to do work.
就是一个物体能够做工的这个能量。
And we talk about energy as potential or kinetic, right?
Okay. 就好像是一种势能，一种
Please be patient if I'm terrible at this, but kinetic energy.Okay, I'll give you an illustration. Kinetic energy and potential energy, the difference.
请大家原谅我真的不知道怎么翻这个。就是动能和势能是有区别。
As simple as I can say is, if you're holding a ball, it's like potential energy.
如果你拿着一个球的话，这个球上它有势能。
Right, stored energy. But when you throw it,
但是当你把它丢出去的时候
，the motion, the form of energy released is kinetic.
它的运动就有动能，它的速度。
And what I want to say today is this moment is a potential moment that becomes all of a sudden a kinetic moment.
而这个时刻就是使徒们他们的势能转为动能的一个时刻。
So the church is sitting together right now, the early church.
所以早期教会他们在一起聚会。
Building potential.
他们有很多的这，他们在这个聚集这个势能。
In this chapter, what we're looking at is it explodes.
而到了这个章节，就是我们今天要读的，就是这个势能转化成了动能。
So if you are looking forward to hear about Star Wars today, besides the title, sorry, disappointment.
所以如果大家这个标题是取自《星球大战》的这个《原力觉醒》，但是我们今天不会讲更多《星球大战》的事。
Because the title is The Force Awakens, right? That sounds like Star Wars.
对，就是《星球大战》的主题。
And if you know me, I love Star Wars.
如果你知道我的话，我非常喜欢《星球大战》。
But it's like that. The force now has begun. Something has changed.
就好像《星球大战》一样，这个原力现在觉醒了。
So the question today is, where does that power come from?
现在这问题就是说，他们这个原力，他们的这个力量是从哪里来的
？So that's my first point today. My second point will be, how does that power begin to change us How does it transform us?
然后我要谈的第二点就是这个力量是怎么样改变我们。
And the last one is, what are we to do with this power?
然后最后一点就是我们要用这个力量来做什么。
So where, how, and what?
就是从哪儿来，怎么改变和接下来做什么。
So where does this power come from? And this is a really important illustration. This is a really important point to make today.
所以这个力量是从哪里来的呢？这一点很重要。
Because the day...Of Pentecost, the day that this arrives, okay, is this day of celebration. This is about 50 days after the Passover, after Jesus.
它发生的这一天在五旬节是是一个庆祝的节日。它在逾越节之后的五十天。
Okay, and the 120 disciples and their family, who are supposed to have gone outwards, they're still sitting there.
在有120个门徒和他们的家人，他们。应该去庆祝嘛，然后但他们还坐在那里。
And the idea of Pentecost, this holiday, is this holiday of celebrating the day of your first fruits, the wheat harvest, when the wheat has come in and you celebrate by making some bread. Celebrate.
对，然后五旬节是一个庆祝这个初熟的果子的节日，是小麦刚成熟的时候大家做面包的一个节日。
But why it's even more special, according to history,
但是在历史上，他们为什么就是有更加特别的意义呢
？Because they believe that this is the day that the Lord gave His nation, gave Israel His word, His Torah, His law.
就是在历史上，大家认为这个是神给他的子民他的话语的日子。
Yeah, Exodus 34.
就是在使徒行传
So they're all together in one place, in verse 1. And when verse 2 comes around, something crazy happens.
在第一节，在我们这个第二章第一节的时候，说到门徒都聚集在一处，然后在第二节的事情的时候，有一件非常奇妙的事情发生了。
I want you guys to follow with me in the text, okay? I don't put it up so you guys look at the Bible. I want you to read the Bible too.
我希望大家跟我一起看着经文。
It says, suddenly there came from heaven a sound like a mighty rushing wind,And it filled the entire house where they were sitting.
说忽然从天上有响声下来，好像一阵大风吹过，充满了他们所坐的屋子。
Okay, mighty sound filled the place, right? The idea of a mighty wind rushing in is the idea of like a force of hurricane or a typhoon, right? That kind of force.
对，这个天上的响声，还像大风一样充满了他们的屋子。
Right, and you got to understand, this is not like one person says, "Oh, I heard something. Did you guys hear something?" It's like everybody was like, "What happened?" Something just crazy just happened.
所以这个不是一个很微妙的变化，就好像说，哎，你刚刚是不是也听到什么？而是说，所有人都在问说，哎，刚刚发生了什么
？And what had happened was something came from heaven.
而且发生的事情就是有一样东西从天上而来。
And I think a lot of times in culture, when we hear something like this, we're like, "That doesn't make sense," right?
我知道，就是当大家很多时候听到这样的故事，大家会觉得说啊，这不太可能吧。
But I think we, as most of us here are Asians, if we've lived in Asia, we've seen typhoon, right?
但是我知道大家基本上都是亚洲人。如果我们在亚洲住的话，我们经历过台风。
Especially in Taiwan, you'll experience it.
特别是台湾。
So imagine that sound compressed into your room.
大家可以想象一下，台风的这个声响就只在这个。房间那么小的地方聚集。
And what I'm trying to say is, our culture, our world around us often thinks this is kind of crazy. This is impossible. This wouldn't happen.
很多时候我们被我们周围的文化所影响，我们会觉得说这些事情好像都不可能。
And my first thing I want to share today is, I think our definition of power and how it comes about in our world is very different.
我今天想跟大家说的是，我们对于这个力量的概念和力量是怎么进入这个世界的概念，和圣经上面经常是有许多不同的。
Because I think our world, when it perceives power, is that power is something that comes from within you and me.
当我们在这个世界上面，我们经常觉得说力量是从我们的内心来的。
The idea is the idea of self-empowerment, self-actualization.
就是一种自我觉醒，然后自我赋能的过程。
And basically, how our culture looks at power is that, you know what? If you listen to the music, you look to the movies, it says what? If you just worked harder, if you just tried to tap that courage you have inside, then you can do anything. You can change the world if you just tap that inner potential.
这个世界的很多音乐也好，电影也好，都在不断的告诉我们说，只要你够努力，只要你能够把你自己内心的能量激发出来，你就可以把事情做成。
Right? If you read books, self-help books, they're all about what? Self-help. Right? What you can do to help yourself.
如果大家看一些这个成功学的著作的话，你就会发觉他们都是关于怎么救自己，怎么帮助自己。
And lately, I've been listening to podcasts.
Podcast. 如果大家听Podcast 没有适合中文。
I find them very entertaining to listen to the ones about self-help.
然后我有的时候听这些就是鼓励人心的这个音频，我确实觉得他们也有些帮助。
Because they teach really good ideas, but it shows you there's kind of a brokenness in their philosophy.
他们有很多很好的说法，但是他们的这个理论当中也有一个很大的缺陷。
But when you look at the Christian's definition of power.
但是当我们看基督徒对于这个力量的定义
，Christians view power as not from ourselves.
我们认为力量不是从我们自己而来
，but it's from somewhere else. It's from an outside source.
而是从一个外部的对象而来。
Because as Christians, when we read Scripture, we often see what is that? What is inside us? The sin that we have. We're very messed up people.
如果我们看圣经的话，我们就会发觉说，我们里面只有罪性，我们是有罪的人。
And I think if you're really honest, you notice this.
而如果你们够诚实的话，你们也会发现这一点。
I was talking to a sister that's here actually today, about this week.
我跟这里的一位姊妹有个像上周有个聊天。
And she shared, she understands this because she has no, she does, she totally believes that we are imperfect, that we have problems.Within us, we all carry that.
他深深的相信我们每个人身上都有问题。
And I think she gets it because it's true.
他能够明白，我因为那个就是真的。
And the story of Scripture, what it says is that something happens from the outside comes and saves us.
而圣经告诉我们的故事就是，有一个外因发生了，而来改变拯救了我们的生命。
Okay, I'm going to flesh this out, of course, over time. So give me a few minutes.
对，我接下来几分钟会继续讲。
And what some other things that we face about culture versus our Christian faith is this idea that the world around us, they're the reason for all the problems in our lives.
而还有一点就是我们从文化当中获得的这个对世界的理解和基督教角度不一样的，就是在我们就是日常的文化，我们接受到教育当中告诉我们，这个问题都在外面。
Right, the world is out to get you.
这个世界要对你做些不好事。
The world is hostile. It's a dog eat dog world. Everybody's trying to one up one another.
这个世界充满了竞争，是一个非常残酷暴力的世界。
And what the culture says is what? But if you look inside yourself, then you will find the strength to overcome the problem that you have.
而这个就是各种各样的这个媒体教导我们说，如果你向内观看，明白你自己，你就会寻找到这种对抗外部的这个这种竞争的力量。
And I want to say, when you read that at first glance, it sounds very pretty good, right? Work hard, you should accomplish. Asians love that. Work hard, we'll be good.
Yeah, 就是当你第一次听到这些观点的时候，你会觉得很好，对不对？因为我们都是亚洲人，我们都很爱努力。他告诉你说，只要努力就能成功。
Yes. And what the Bible says, though, is that, yes, there's no question the world is very messed up. We agree.
但是圣经说，确实这个世界充满了败坏，我们都同意。
But you don't want to know what's really messed up?
那你知道真正这个败坏的是什么吗？
Is that each of us inside has the potential for great evil.
就是我们在座的每一位，我们的内心都有这个罪性。
Because by nature, our human nature is we are self-absorbed, self-centered, selfish, self-pursuing.
因为就是就在人性里面，我们就是自我中心的，自以为是的。
And if you observe your life, just think about it. From the very beginning of your life to today, before you knew God, okay, remember this.
如果你回顾自己的人生，从你刚出生到你信主之前。
You never had to be taught to be selfish about things you need.
你从来没有被教导说你要自私自利。
For example, if you're cold, what is the first thing you think about?
如果你觉得冷的话，你第一件想到什么？
I need a jacket.
我需要一件夹克。
Easy, right?
很容易哈。
If I'm hot,
如果我热，
what do I need to do?
我需要做什么
？Take off my jacket.
我把衣服脱掉。
If you're hungry or thirsty, what do you think about?
如果你饿了或渴了，你怎么想
？I have to eat. I have to drink.
我要吃，我要喝。
And it's like the first thing you just. I mean, okay. If I get hungry, I'm very moody. How many of you are like that?
就是这是你的本能反应，这是你的就是第一意识。就像我觉得饿的时候，对。
I think our tendencies are very selfish by nature.
但是你会发觉这些倾向从一开始的时候他们就是非常自私自我为中心的。
Like if you're thirsty right now, you're hot or cold or whatever, you're not going to think, oh, is everybody else hot or cold? No, you're thinking, I'm cold, I'm hot, I need to relieve my pain or discomfort.
当你觉得热了渴了，你不会讲说，哎，是不是还有别人也跟我一样热了渴了，而你是觉得说，我要喝水，我要解决这个。
So, what I'm saying is, we can be very selfish.
我要说的就是我们可以非常的自私。
And the culture, how it looks at the problems is that the problems are all out there, but the answer to the problems is in here.
而这个世界给我们的教导是说，世界有很多问题，但是答案都在你的内心。
And the gospel, Christian faith, what we look at is what? The problem actually starts here.
而基督徒的世界观是说，其实内心其实问题都从你的内心开始。
And we cannot achieve.The answer by ourselves. We need help.
而我们靠着自己是没有办法找到答案的。
And so, I think the reality is this: culture often says, "You know what? We blame others for the problem."
而世界经常说我们责备别人。
And in the gospel, how it looks at it is what? Hey, I'm part of the problem. I need help.
而福音而圣经对我们说我们。也需要责备自己，我们也是那个问题的一部分。
And you don't really have to turn there, but if you ever go to Genesis chapter 2 and 3,
如果你曾经读过《创世纪》第二到第三章
，And right off the top of my head, I'm gonna, when Adam and Eve sin against God, they disobey God.
亚当和夏娃在园中等待神。
When God questions Adam, what does he do?
当神问亚当他为什么要吃那个果子的时候，亚当说什么
？He said it was my fault. Ask the lady.
亚当说不是我的错，是夏娃叫我吃的，是你给我的女人叫我吃的。
And then Eve asks, God goes to Eve, and Eve says, "Hey, don't look at me. It was the serpent's fault."
而夏娃说不是我的错，这是蛇叫我吃的。
See, the particular problem here is we never take blame for our own issues. There's no responsibility.
而这个问题就是我们很不愿意承认自己的错误。
And one of my favorite quotes is from this author, this really famous like British philosopher guy. His name is G.K. Chesterton. And once this newspaper at that time asked him to write about what's wrong with this world today. And Chesterton, always being very funny, he replied very shortly. He said, "Dear sir, I am yours, G.K. Chesterton." That was his answer. He didn't write an article. He just wrote one answer. I am part of the problem. That's it. That's all he wrote. And I think that's a very honest assessment of ourselves.
对，这里有一个很好的一个 quote， 一个小故事吧。就是有一个这个人叫 G.K. 切斯特顿，他是一个英国的作家和哲学家。然后有一次，《时代周刊》给很多知名的作者都发去了一个问题，就问他们说，现在当今世界最大的问题是什么？然后这个切斯特顿就回复说，亲爱的先生，我就是那个最大的问题。
And so this power that comes is something that isn't found within each of us, okay? But it came from somewhere else. It came from heaven.
而这个能够解决问题的这个力量，并不是从我们并不能从我们这个罪性的人当中来，它要从天上来。
But it comes into this world.And it ignites a revolution.
它进入了这个世界，然后开始了一场变革。
Okay, when I say revolution, this can be very negative for historical reasons, but you know what I'm saying here. Okay, let's not take it out of context.
就是
Sorry,
刚才Helicon用的词是进化，所以他解释了一下。
Okay, and so the next part is how does that power change us?
那么接下来一个问题就是这个力量怎么来改变我们
？And it says in verse 3.Divided tongues of fire appeared to them and rested on each one of them.
在这个第三节说，又有舌头如火焰显现出来，分开落在他们个人头上。
And I want you guys to understand this is very special.
我希望大家能明白，这是非常非常特别的。
Well, if you think about it with a vivid imagination like I do, it's kind of funny.
如果你像我一样把这个非常具象的想象出来的话，你会觉得还蛮好玩的。
Because fire on someone, you're like, ah, and you're running around. It's pretty hilarious.
就好像很多火，然后大家都在那边。
Okay, that's supposed to be funny, but you guys, it's okay, don't forget it. but the idea of fire means God is working.
这个火代表的就是神在做工。
It means that God is present.
就是神在那里。
If you look through the Old Testament, you look through the scriptures, what you see is wherever there's fire, there's some significance to it.
如果大家看旧约的话，你都会发觉每当有这个火出现的时候，都有一些特别的事情发生。
For example, when Abraham makes the covenant with God, what is present?
当亚伯拉罕与神立约的时候，就是神在那里。
There was a smoking fire pot. There was a flaming torch, Genesis 15.
就是有这个烟雾和火把从他所献的这个祭牲这个祭祀当中经过。
When Moses encounters God in the wilderness, what does he see?
当摩西在旷野遇见神的时候，他看到了什么
？A burning bush.
是燃烧的灌木丛。
And then when they're escaping, when Israelites are escaping Egypt, what do they see?
当以色列人从埃及出来的时候，他们看到什么
？They see a pillar of fire.
他们看到火柱。
And then when Elijah, their prophet, goes against the prophets of Baal, what comes?
当以利沙和这个拜巴利的假先知就是斗法的时候
，fire
是也是火从天而降。
In many other places, you'll see the illustration of fire.
有很多很多的这个故事都提到了这个火的出现。
The idea of fire is God's glory, God's presence. The Shekinah glory is present.
而这个火就是神荣耀和他同在的一种彰显。
The idea of fire is what? Powerful, uncontrollable, dangerous, yet important, life-giving.
而这个火的概念就是它是大有力量的，它是我们所难以控制的，它是非常非常重要的。
Yes, and if you think about it, I just realized fire is also for safety, security, and illumination.
而这个火有的时候也能够带来这个保障。
But right here in this passage in Acts chapter 2, something has transformed.
而在这里，《使徒行传》第二章有一些事，就是有一些事情被改变了。
It says the power.You think about it, the power, the glory, that dangerous force that you cannot control now rests on every person.
就是那股力量，那个巨大的力量，那个火不能控制的，现在在停留在每一个人身上。
God's fire that used to be hidden in the temple, away from everyone, is now on each person.
那个曾经是在至圣所当中和所有人都需要隔开的神，他现在在每一个人头上。
What does that mean?
这意味着什么
？It means that God's glory is now on every single person.
这意味着神的荣光现在就住在我们每一个人里面。
And then I was reading it, I realized this is a really interesting observation. But if you ever get a chance to read, because Acts is written by who?
如果大家有机会的话，去看的话，《使徒行传》是谁写的
？It's by Luke.
是路加写的。
He also wrote the Gospel of Luke.
他也写了《路加福音》。
And coincidentally, okay, when Jesus is born and he begins his ministry, right before he starts his ministry, he is baptized in the Holy Spirit. In the water and then also by the Holy Spirit.
当这个在《路加福音》当中也记载了说，当耶稣出来传道以前，他。他在施洗约翰那边受洗，然后有圣灵如鸽子一样降临在他身上。他是同时受了水礼和圣灵的洗。
And then when you get here, when the church is born,
而在这里，当初代教会诞生的时候
，when the ministry is about to begin,
当他们的事工将要开始的时候
，the Holy Spirit baptizes his people.
圣灵来为他们施洗。
So what does it mean to be Holy Spirit baptized, or what does it mean when the Holy Spirit is upon you?
所以但圣灵施洗代表什么呢？或者是什么是圣灵 与你同在呢
？When Jesus is baptized, and you see it in all four of the Gospels, it has a significance.
当耶稣被圣灵洗礼的时候，在四本福音书当中都记载了他的这个就是重要性。
It means you receive the Holy Spirit.
它意味着你接受了圣灵。
It means you are my beloved Son. With you, I am well pleased.
它意味着 神对他说，对众人说，这是我的爱子，我所喜悦的。
It says, what it means is, would God recognizes that this is His Son.
就是意味着神承认耶稣是他的爱子。
And when you read in Romans chapter 8, verses 16 to 17,
如果大家读罗马书第八章第十六到十七节，
what Paul says is, when you are baptized in the Spirit, when you come to know Christ,The Spirit Himself, what it does is it bears witness with our spirit that we are children of God. And if children, then we are heirs. Heirs of God and fellow heirs with Christ, provided that we suffer with Him in order that we may also be glorified in Him.
这里说圣灵与我们的心同证，我们是神的儿女，既是儿女，便是后嗣，就是神的后嗣，和基督同作后嗣。如果我们和他一同受苦，也必和他一同得荣耀。
And then,You look at Galatians chapter 4, verse 6. It goes further. It says, Because you are sons, God has sent the Spirit of His Son into your hearts, our hearts, crying, Abba, Father.
如果大家接下来看加拉太书四章六节，这里就说到，你们既为儿子，神就差他儿子的灵进入你们的心，呼叫阿巴父。
So what I'm trying to say here is that if you even look at John chapter 14 to 16, it talks about the Holy Spirit.It talks about God's presence in our lives. That when the Holy Spirit comes, what Jesus says is that He becomes a part of our reality, part of our life.
这也就像约翰福音十四章所说的，耶稣说，当圣灵来的时候，就是他会成为我们生命的一部分。
And then I'm going to give you an illustration. Illustrations make it easier to understand.
我会给大家一个比喻，让大家更容易理解。
So, next slide. I don't know if you guys know these people. They're at our church.You should know these people, okay? This is Nathan.
认不认识他们？你们该认识他们，他们是也是教会的人。
And this is his daughter, Madeline.
就是 Nathan 和他的女儿 Madeline.
And the reason I use this illustration is I want to paint a picture of what God's love looks like when the Holy Spirit comes. How does it work? Okay.
我用这张图是让大家就是很直观的看到就是神的爱是怎么样子的。
We have dinner pretty often together, Nathan and I.
我们经常一起吃晚饭。
And this is one night, I remember this very vividly. I was sitting there, and Nathan walks in.
有一天晚上我坐在那里，然后 Nathan 走进来。
And then Nathan went over to his daughter, okay? And he hugs her, he grabs her, he picks her up and hugs her.
Nathan 就走到他的女儿旁边，把她抱起来。
And then he started to squeeze her face like this.
然后他就开始捏她的脸。
And then she liked it. And she started giggling.
这个他女儿非常喜欢这样。
Okay, my question is, did Nathan's actions of squeezing her face and loving on her change their relationship as father and daughter?
我想问大家是 Nathan 这样挤他女儿的脸，有没有改变他们父女的关系呢？
No, right? Obviously not. They're still father and daughter, no matter what.
他们还是父女，不管怎么样。
But in that moment, she was physically experiencing her father's love.
但是在那一个瞬间 ，Madeline 是正在非常确实的经历他爸爸的爱。
See, she wasn't just by title knowing her father.
她不是就是在名义上面知道 Nathan 是她的父亲。
She was personally experiencing that feeling.
她是正在就是经历她父亲的爱。
See, when the Holy Spirit comes, you are not just identified as His child.
当圣灵在我们来到我们心中的时候，我们并不是从名义上面知道我们是神的儿女。
What it says in spirit, it means that you are in His arms.
而是一种实实在在的，你就在他的怀抱当中。
That His presence is physically experienced by you in your life.
而他的同在是被你真实的经历到。
And I believe there's nothing more comforting than to know that God is so in love with you that you have to be afraid of nothing.
我想没有别的比知道神和你同在而且神爱你更让人觉得安心的了，没有任何事情可以伤害到你。
And if you've been a Christian long enough, you know there are moments in your life when you've been discouraged, when you're feeling sad, you're scared.
如果你已经做基督徒有一段时间了，你知道生活当中依然会有让你沮丧的时候，让你伤心的时候。
And when those happen, as a pastor, I always just have to remind those people often.
作为牧师，我经常需要提醒他们。
And just to remind you that God is present in your life, He cares.
就是，就算在这些境遇当中，神依然在你的生命当中。 与你同在。
And what happens is this sense of peace comes upon you. This sense of shalom comes upon you.
当神的平安喜乐临到你。
And you start to feel hopeful. You start to feel joyful. You start to want to be more happy for God.
你就会从这种经历当中回转过来，你就会开始觉得有希望，就会有心里有喜乐。
In many ways, when I see that, it's like God is hugging you.
而我看到这个的方式就是我们知道神爱我们。
So what happens when that happens? What happens when you feel so comforted that you are filled in love with God? What does it look like?
所以当你就是如果你有这样的经历，如果你经历到神的爱的话，这像什么样子呢？
Okay,、And、what I'll say is, this is the funny part because what the illustration used here is in verse 13.
就像这里《使徒行传》十三节所说的。
Because what happens is in verse 4.
在第四节的时候。
It says they were all filled with the Holy Spirit.
说到他们都被圣灵充满。
That they began to speak in other tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance.
按着圣灵所赐的口才说起别国的话来。
So they're on fire. They're excited. And they're running around telling people about God's good works.
他们非常非常的激动，他们迫不及待的要跟别人分享福音。
But then some people look at them and go, I think they're drunk.
而有一些人说，他们无非是新酒灌满了。
And you have to understand, obviously, we all know, not drunk, right?
当然我们都知道这里的门徒们并没有醉。
And Paul in Ephesians, the Apostle Paul in Ephesians points this out. He says, you're not supposed to get drunk with wine, for that's debauchery, but you're to be filled with the Spirit.
保罗在以弗所书五章十八节说不要醉酒，酒能使人放荡，乃要被圣灵充满。
So we all know they're not drunk, but their actions, it seems like they were drunk. How's that possible?
我们这里都知道他们这里并没有醉，但是他们的行动看使他们看起来好像醉了一样，这怎么可能呢？
And I think what it looks like is that they seem so happy.
我想这个原因就是他们当时看起来是那样的快乐。
They're so brave to be so straightforward to tell people things.
那样的勇敢，愿意把福音跟所有人分享。
And these people were nobodies. They're not famous people. Why would they have the courage to go up to other people just to start to talk about God?
然后而别人看到他们就说觉得说哎，他们本来不是这样的，他们现在怎么会有了这种勇气呢？
And if you think about it, it's kind of like drunk people.
如果你想的话，就好像是醉酒的人也会这样子。
Some drunks are not like this, but some drunks are. They're weirdly happy.
有一些醉酒的人就是这样，他们好像特别高兴。
They're laughing, they're rejoicing.
他们大声的这个谈笑。
And they're not afraid to talk to anybody. They're like, wah!
然后他们很乐意跟每一个人交谈。
Okay.How do I know this? Don't ask.
不要问我怎么知道的。
Okay. So what does alcohol do? I want you guys to look at alcohol. Okay, not look at alcohol. I want you to kind of understand what alcohol does to you.
大家我想让大家想一想这个酒精是一个什么。
If you understand alcohol, I had to teach this for UCSB for a thing. Alcohol is a depressant, right?
酒精其实是一种镇定剂。
What it means is it slows the function of your central nervous system.
它让你的中枢神经的运作放缓下来。
Basically, it either slows down or blocks messages from your body to your mind, to your brain.
就是要不然就是把你这个身体和大脑之间的沟通给放缓了，要不然就是干脆阻止了。
So it affects your perceptions.
所以它影响了你看事物的角度。
Your movement.
你做的动作。
Your emotions.
你的情感。
So some people are happy drunks, some are angry drunks.
有些人醉了，他们就很高兴；有的人醉了，他们就很生气。
It affects your vision, beer goggles.
他们影响你的视觉。
And even your hearing.
还有你的听觉。
Okay, but here's what I want you to say. Alcohol makes you less functional.
但我这想跟大家说，就是酒精让你的功能丧失。
It takes away your fears, your inhibitions.
把你的惧怕和你的不安全感带走。
And it makes you stupider.
然后使你变得更蠢。
Because it depresses your mind's thinking.
因为它在这个怎么说，减缓你大脑思考。
But when the Holy Spirit works, it's very different.
但是当圣灵在我们身上做工的时候是非常不一样的。
Because you're still sharp, you're clear-minded.
你依然非常的清醒。
Yet you're also filled with a sense of who God is.
你同样被一种谁就是神是谁的这种感动充满。
God's comfort, His peace.His purpose.
神的平安，神的使命。
So you're not depressed by the Holy Spirit. You are fully aware and expressed.
你不是被这个圣灵怎么说压抑了，你是非常清醒的意识到发生了什么。
I think alcohol makes you depressed from your reality, but the Holy Spirit, when He works, gives you peace to differentiate between what is important, what is infinite, rather than what is finite, what is limited.
酒精压抑你的思考能力，但是当圣灵来的时候，它不会它是让你在依然在清醒的状态里面，但是你会突然明白什么是重要的，什么是永恒的，什么是不重要的，什么是短暂的。
Okay, so the power comes from an outside source.
所以这个力量从一个外部的对象而来。
The power transforms the way you act.
这个力量会改变我们的行为。
Lastly, what are we to do with this power?
接下来我们要用这个力量做什么？
And I save this part to the last because it's a really hard part.
我把这个放在最后，因为这非常难。
Because everybody, when they look at this passage, they ask, is this about tongues? Is this about charismatic gifts and being Pentecostal?
很多人看到这个经文，他们就会觉得说，这是不是要讲这个关于方言？是不是要讲这个奇特的能力？
And I'll be honest, I think yes and no.
我要非常诚实地告诉你们，就是也不是。
Because I think this passage is a little different from other situations.
因为我觉得这一段经文其实和别的场合都不一样。
For example, in 1 Corinthians 12, just write it down. You don't have to go there, but right now.
比如哥林多前书十二章。
It talks about tongues in a different way.
他用一种不同的角度来讲这个方言的问题。
And in other places, it says that if you're praying in tongues, 1 Corinthians 14, you need an interpreter.
而这个哥林多前书十四章也说，如果你要在会中说方言的话，就要有翻译。
Because Paul is addressing an issue where people would speak in tongues, and it was causing disruption during the service.
这个保罗就在提出这个。问题就是当有人在会中说方言的时候，有的时候他会反而这个扰乱这个敬拜的秩序。
And so I would like to say that today this is a little different because what Luke says here when he writes this, he says they were all filled with the Spirit and they begin to utter and speak in other tongues and they were prophesying. Where does it say it? I have it right over here. Go for it.
这里但这里路加所记载的和就是。别的这个就是说，别的会当中说方言不一样的是说，他们都被圣灵充满，按着圣灵所赐的口才说起别国的话来。
Yeah. And basically, the idea of what they're sharing, they're declaring, is this very serious sense that they're talking about something very important to them, very important, historically important.
而这个之所以不一样，是因为他们在说的是从历史的角度来看非常重要的信息。
And if you get to verse 7 and 8, it says, the people that were listening, they were so amazed.
因为大家看这个第七节，就是当就是别的在听的人，非常的惊讶稀奇。
These people that are supposed to be uneducated from this one region，
那些门徒们应该是没有受过良好教育的，而且都是从同一个地方来的人。
They're all speaking in these audiences specific native dialects。
但是他们都在说这些听众们各自的家乡话。
They were not talking about whatever。
而且他们不是在胡说。
They were talking about the mighty works of God, verse 11.
而他们在说的就是神的福音。
And the idea of the mighty works of God is remembering what God has done, the story of God in Jesus.
都在讲说神的大作为。
They were reminding them of how good God was, parting the Red Sea, saving them, how the gospel comes through Jesus.
就是神是神是有这样的大能，并且他派了耶稣来拯救我们。
So these disciples are fearless. They're just telling people about what God has done courageously.
这些门徒是那么勇敢，他们没有惧怕，他们就是把神的大作为宣讲出来。
And I want this is the key point I want to point out to you today, okay? Because this point really moved me when I came to understand it. That the very first instance that God's works through his saints to share the gospel, I want you to see it's not in one language. It's in all the languages at once.
这个是今天的一个重点，就是当神第一次做工，让他的门徒们传讲他的福音的时候，他不是用一种语言，而是用所有的语言。
And I want you to point out, they weren't just speaking in just languages. They were speaking in the specific dialects of the people that were there.
而且不仅是这个，就是大概念上的语言，而是个人的家乡话。
Okay, so you got to understand what that means, right? Chinese people, we understand this. Because your specific village or your country, the people, when they hear a specific version of Chinese, they're like, whoa, that's you from my place, right?
对，就好像中国有很多的方言。
Right, people from southern China and from northern China, from eastern and western, very different Chinese, right?
对，南北口音方言都不一样。
Right, that's what's happening. They're hearing this going, how am I hearing this random guy that doesn't, he doesn't come from my place? He's speaking my language.
这就是这里发生的，就是我怎么会听到有一个就是不是我们那儿的人突然用我的家乡的音坛来说话。
And if you look at the map of all the places listed in verses 9 through 11,
如果大家看这张地图，就是他在使徒行传二章第九到第十一。
We don't have time to go over the history because it's pretty fantastic, but all the cities listed, the places listed, it makes almost like a circleAround Jerusalem. So people from all these different areas all around Jerusalem were in Jerusalem at this moment. They're hearing the mighty works of God in their dialects.
这个其实就是大家会看到这所有的地方就好像是耶路撒冷周围这样一圈的人当时他们都在这个听众当中，他们都听到了他们自己方言传说的这个神的大作为。
And I want you to understand today, there's no language, no culture, no people.That have a precedence with God's word or His story.
这里我想知道，想让大家知道，就是没有一个民族，没有一个文化，没有一种语言是怎么说，就是是在神的面前是不一样的。
Yeah, and for me, it really irks me when maybe you guys are not sensitive, but whenever I see illustrations that Jesus is a white person, it really bothers me.
每一次我看到就是大家描绘就是把耶稣画
成一个白人 Obviously it's just artwork, so it's okay. It's just for me, I'm a little bit more sensitive. I'm nerdy about it, okay?
都使我有一点这个不高兴，但我知道这是画作，但是
And if the assumption is we're only to teach the word in a certain language, that's also wrong, right?
然后另外如果我们只用某一种特定的语言来传讲福音的话，这也是有问题的。
And I think this is interesting, because if you look atMost faiths in this world.
当我们看这个世界上面大多数的别的信仰的时候
，all their faiths originate from what singular cultures, unique cultures.
他们每个信仰都出自于一个单一的这个文化。
To understand the original books or stories, you have to read from that language, right?
去明白这个信仰，你需要去回到他那个文化当中去。
But whenGospel, when the gospel comes to the church, it doesn't come in one language. It comes in all the languages at once.
而当福音当圣灵真正的降临到初代教会的时候，它不是用一种语言，而是它用所有的语言一起。
Because the gospel, it's not exclusive. It's not bound by culture. It's meant to be universal.
因为福音不是狭隘的，它不是关于某一个文化的，而是它是全宇宙性的。
And so I actually think that the church, this is me a little off tangent, is the most...Christian faith is the most diverse faith.
而当我们看到教会的时候，我也觉得，基督的信仰是，就是基督的教会是在文化上面最有多样性的教会。
And if you look at our generation, okay, we look here. Obviously, we're just one culture, most of us.
如果大家看到我们这个世代，当然我们在这里基本上都是从同一个文化出来的。
But I think if you look at the world statistically, you look at the U.S., the fastest growing part of the church isn't the white.Part of the church anymore.
但是当大家就把眼光放远一点，在美国，教会当中增长最快的已经不是白人。
What I mean is that the church is moving past specific cultures now. It used to be, but now it's becoming more and more diverse, more culturally different.
教会曾经是一个更加在文化上面就是狭隘的地方，但是现在我们越来越开放，越来越多元。
The church today, the face of the church looks Asian.It looks South American, it looks African. It doesn't look North American or European anymore.
现在的教会他们看起来有像亚洲的教会，像南美洲的教会，像非洲的教会，不仅只是北美和欧洲的教会。
Here's a crazy thing. Like in the 1800s, there was a big movement in Europe and in North America to send missionaries to Asia, Africa, South America, all these places.
这很有意思，因为在就是19世纪。
So Christians were fulfilling the mission of God to go share the Jesus to the ends of the earth.
19世纪从美国从北美还有欧洲派出了很多传教士就是把福音分享到世界。
And as a result of their faithful ministry, the face of the church today is uniquely different.
而就是作为他们这样事工所结的果子，今天的教会这个就是种族文化的组成已经非常不一样。
And I ask this question, why does God do it this way?
我想请问大家，神为什么要这样做呢？
And I think it's becauseWhat we keep, I keep saying, but I don't think we always remember, and I don't always remember, is that when it comes to God and the gospel, it always supersedes culture. God and the gospel are greater than our culture.
就是神的福音和神本身，比我们的文化更大，它会超越这些文化的壁垒。
I'm learning this as a young Asian American guy.
我依然在学习。
Because I love my culture as a Chinese American. I love being Chinese. I love my history. I'm proud of it.
作为一个就在美国的亚洲人，我爱我的文化。
But I'm also very American, so that's a struggle.
对，我既爱我亚洲的这个文化，我也非常的这个西化。
But above all those two, I'm a son of God.
但是在这两种文化的冲突以上，我是神的儿子。
Not the son of God. I'm saying I'm a child of God. Okay, so correct.You get it. It's okay. Every culture, I think, has shortcomings. Some cultures promote individualism, Americans usually.
我想每一个文化都有它自己的缺陷，就好像北美的文化这个非常强调自我主义。
And some cultures elevate the communal, Asian cultures.
有些文化非常注重集体意识，就好像亚洲的文化。
And I'll say is this, they all have limitations.
但我想说的是，每一种文化都有它自己的局限。
Their strengths could be their weaknesses.
他们有自己的优点，也有自己的短处。
And I'm going to push really hard today on something that you guys might not feel very comfortable with, but this is something I'm coming to realize personally, that Christian faith, especially in the Asian church, Chinese church, and the European churches of background, is very much wrapped around Western tradition of education.
我想就是这个观点大家可能不一定很快能接受，但是我觉得现在的这个亚洲还有这个欧洲的教会，他们的就是这种做事方法是建立在西式教育的制度上的。
Because we extol reason, we extol philosophy in education. Those are not bad things, those are great things.
因为我们高举理性，我们高举哲学，这并不是一件坏事。
So our knowledge becomes our pride.
Huh?
Our knowledge becomes our pride.
而我们的这种知识成为了我们的骄傲。
Have you ever wondered how the body of Christ worships God in Africa, in South America?
大家知不知道就是耶稣的肢体是怎么样敬拜他的，在南美洲还有非洲。
Southeast Asia.
或者是在东南亚。
It's different.
It's very different. 非常不一样。
And maybe they're not always theologically right.
他们未必永远在他们未必一直在神学上面是正确的。
That's their weaknesses. That's their weaknesses.
这是他们的弱点。
But that's also why they're so much more free in their worship of God too.
但是他们在对神的敬拜当中有太多的自由。
So I wonder if we're so caught up by one culture's perspective of faith that we lose sight.That God is so much bigger than one culture's understanding of Jesus.
当我们被我们的自身的文化所局限的时候，我们有的时候只认识到神的一部分，但神是超越这所有文化的局限的。
Because the gospel is meant for all.
因为福音是为每一个人准备的。
And we have a lot to learn, as much as we have to give to others.
我们有很多现在我们能够给别人的，但是我们也要继续的学。
See, I see that our church.Is a really good place. We welcome new international students. We welcome people from China that don't know God. And that's great. This part of our church is so healthy. I love it.
我看我们的教会，我觉得很 高兴是因为我们接纳了这么多从中国来的过来留学的学生，我喜欢这个部分。
But statistics show the ethnic church is losing their next generation.
但是这个统计表明ethnic 就是怎么说这个异域文化的教会他们的第二代的孩子通常就不会继续做基督徒。
Because they just want to be with their culture, which is Asian Americans.
因为他们想要跟他们的文化在一起。
There's something wrong there too.
这里也有一些问题。
I think every generation has to see the vitality of the gospel first before the culture. It has to have trajectory.
我觉得每一个教会每一个文化都应该学着把神放在自己的文化之前。
What I'm saying is this, that God's gospel, his plan, his purpose exceeds our levels of comfort, naturally.
神的计划神的大能超越我们自身。
And when you look at the story of Revelation, at the end of Revelation, middle of Revelation, verse chapter 7 of Revelation,Verses 9 to 14.
大家看启示录第七章第九到第十四节。
You can just write it down. But what it says is a great multitude that no one could number from every nation, from all tribes, all peoples, all languages, standing before the throne, before the Lamb, clothed in white robes, with palm branches in hand, crying out,Salvation belongs to our God who sits on the throne and to the Lamb. And my hope is our church, like other churches, are moving towards that vision of a church of all.
对，这个启示录就说有许多人，没人能数过来，从各国、各族、各民、各方来，站在宝座和羔羊面前，身穿白衣，手拿棕树枝，大声喊着说。愿救恩归于坐在宝座上我们的神，也归于羔羊。我对我们教会还有对别的教会的期许，就是我们都能渐渐向这个意向靠拢，变成一个合一的教会。
So I actually think that our church is healthy that way, because we are moving towards that. We are welcome to others; they're all welcome to join us. At the same time, we can't be comfortable being just this culture, right? We have to be always reflective of how the gospel supersedes culture.
我觉得我们教会现在是非常的健康，因为我们欢迎各种人到我们中间来。我们也要不断的，我们也要不断的反思，不要在同一个文化当中就觉得很舒服了，而是要看到神的心意，就是他的福音是超越文化的。
Because here in the story, the power of the gospel is from God, it's not from ourselves, it's not from our own abilities.
所以这里的故事就是告诉我们说，这个力量是从神来，不是从我们自己来。
The power of the gospel, it transforms us crazily in the ways that the world doesn't understand.
这个力量从神那里来进入我们的生命，把我们的生命，用一种世界不能理解的方式，极大的改变了我们的生命。
And when you get to the idea of the power of the God, it's meant to be shared with the world.
而这种力量，它原就是要被分享给这个世界上所有的人的。
It doesn't destroy these unique cultures.
它不会去毁坏这些不同的文化。
But it shows that God is within each of these cultures, beautifully showing Himself.
而是神本来就在这些文化之中，他可以在不同的文化当中彰显他的荣耀。
When you get to the story of Exodus, in Exodus chapter 19,
如果大家回到出埃及记的故事，出埃及记十九节，
In order for Israelites to meet God, they are afraid, so they ask, they have a mediator, they have Moses to help them.
当埃及人害怕的时候，他们有摩西来帮助他们。
Because God was too amazing, too powerful, too strong, they could not get close. They were too afraid.
因为神是这样的奇妙，这样的有威严，他们害怕不能靠近。
And you know, we have always needed a mediator because we cannot be close to God because of our sin, 我们的罪。
我们因为自己的罪，没有办法真正靠近神，我们永远需要这样一个中保。
Do you understand what it means today when the Holy Spirit comes, tongues of fire upon these people?
你现在能明白，你能够在今天的语境下面明白这件事情吗？圣灵来，火焰分在个人头上。
It means that when you have Christ in your heart, God's presence is with you today.
这意味着你有耶稣在你的心里，神的同在今天与你同在。
The law that was given before as a rule to follow, an ethic to follow, is now written in our hearts, as it says in Jeremiah.
曾经 曾经颁给以色列人的十诫，现在刻在我们的心板上，就像耶利米书说的。
The law that we were supposed to be part of our lives to be lived out, we realize what? That Christ has fulfilled it perfectly by His life, His death, and His resurrection.
而我们原本应该去遵守的，这个律法是由耶稣，完全的，怎么说，完全的做到了。在他的死和复活当中。
So what I'm saying is this, the fire that would kill you and me normally, that would burn us up because we don't deserve it, is now, through the mediator, through Christ, given to us, gives us life, right? Because his blood has washed us clean.
如果就是这个火在我们身上，如果没有这样一位中保的话，我们是没有办法承受的，但因为耶稣愿意为我们而死，我们现在就有了他这样新生命。
With that strength, with that power, we are being given the responsibility to go and to share the gospel to the nations.
然后因为有了这样的力量，我们就有了这样的使命，就是要把神的福音传给万国。
There's really two ways to respond today.
今天你只有两种方法来回应。
You can be amazed, perplexed, and say, "What does that mean?" And be blown away.
你会觉得它非常奇妙，然后你会就是被完全的震惊。
Or you could think it's a joke that they're just drunk.
或者你会觉得说这一切都是假，他们只是醉了。
There's no middle ground.
没有别的选择。
What will you do?
你会怎么选
？Let's pray.
让我们一起祷告。
Father God, we are grateful for this passage in Acts 2.
主啊，我们为《使徒行传》第二章感谢你。
Thank you so much for your word that is so real, so rich.
主啊，感谢你，你的话语是这样的美好。
Thank you so much for the powerful work of your Spirit.
主啊，感谢你在圣灵当中做成的工。
Thank you for this reminder that we are no longer separate from you, but Father, we are intimately able to connect with you personally.
主啊，感谢你提醒我们不再是与你分离的，我们是一直在你亲密的关系当中。
Would you fill us with your Spirit today? Help us to become people that are fearless in sharing the gospel with the world around us.
主啊，愿你的圣灵充满我们，使我们也成为充满勇气。愿意把福音分享给我们遇到的所有人的这样的人。
Not dictated by our cultures, but by freed by your gospel.
不是被我们的文化局限，而是因你的福音得以自由。
We give you this time, Lord. We ask for your blessing.
我们把这个时间给你。我们也求你祝福我们。
In Jesus Christ's name, we pray.
以上祷告奉靠我主耶稣基督的名求。阿门。